When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome in to this week's episode of What's Up Belly Up. I am your host, Mike Brown. I got the old trusty, handy dandy Zach Mack, the co-host here. Zach, how's it going, man?
Dude, sports, they're back. Well, baseball's back. Been playing. I don't know when this gets released, but by then probably hockey's on too. It feels great, man. It feels a lot better than it has the last couple months. How are you doing, though?
Good. I mean, obviously, we'll get into that. We've taken a kind of actual podcast leave, per se. We've been live on Twitter the past couple weeks. We've had a lot of things going on. Interviewed a bunch of the Erska drivers from the iRacing League that we are a big part in. And then just in general, we've kind of done a lot, fan or, I guess, employee belly up, however you want to put it, kind of interaction, people get in the chat, stuff like that. So it's kind of nice to get back, even though we do record, we can see each other. We're just going to put the audio in. So it's kind of nice to get back here and be able to pick your nose and eat string cheese and nobody knows any difference, right?
Exactly.
So anyways, like you said, I know for you, obviously, big hockey guy, puck pass. Baseball started. Baseball pretty much started, and baseball, there's a good chance that it may end really quick. Miami Marlins, they canceled their game yesterday. I'm pretty sure their entire team at this point is tested positive for COVID.
The only one, so I heard that no other team had a positive report or a positive case.
I mean, I'll transition obviously into, got these other sports and everything going on, but I know maybe baseball's different. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know how it is, they struggled for a long time, whether they were coming back. They said they had a tentative agreement. They didn't. And then they did, the whole thing's kind of been a debacle, but they're back. They're playing. For you fantasy fans out there, obviously we got fantasy baseball going on. This year is obviously crazy in general, but across the board, we're talking Miami Marlins. What's going to happen? Are they going to have a team? Are they just going to go out and? I mean, they released a statement pretty much saying that they're shopping everywhere to find plug-in players. To kind of tie it in, reports earlier today, Bill Belichick. Is he masterminding some kind of walkout for the Patriots? I think four or five of their players opted out in the NFL today. A lot going on, as expected. A lot of these people, obviously, they have families. There's a lot at risk for a lot of this stuff. But transitioning from Miami Marlins to what the MLB's done as far as all the positive cases, then you look at the NBA with their bubble, the kind of the WNBA with kind of how their bubble. I'm not even sure that they've had any cases, and obviously the NHL. How take us through? I mean, I know more about the NBA, the WNBA. Take us through the NHL. How is that reports coming out? Have they been? How is the whole COVID? Has it been running rampant? From what I hear, it's pretty. Well, I guess it's not. There's nothing going on.
Yeah, so far it seems like the sports that are running bubbles, NHL and the NBA, are doing fine. Obviously, the NBA is playing games The NHL just started playing their exhibition games today, and they'll kick off the playing round this weekend. But you're right. I mean, you get this whole Marlins outbreak. It's the MLB didn't do a bubble, and now the NFL. You look at the NFL, who's like, there's been no talks of like a bubble city for the NFL, and now they're kind of like, you saw that on Twitter today. Everyone's like, oh yikes, you know, this Marlins situation doesn't bode well for the NFL. I mean, at least the NFL's got a little bit longer of a preparation time. The MLB tried to squeeze it in this whole 60-game season, which I don't know if we've talked about on this show yet. I mean, do you think, obviously they've started now, we have this Marlins outbreak. Do you think we finish the season?
Well, that's what I'm saying. All it's going to take is one clubhouse. This is like, and I wouldn't say it's the same type thing, but this is like staff or MRSA or something like that running rampant in the locker room. You hear about it, you know, it gets in there. They got a straight, I mean, they go through, they disinfect the locker rooms. I mean, you've got your visiting players coming in. There's so many different variables, you know, going in and out, and then these guys are still traveling. I mean, from one city to the next, where like you mentioned, you know, these other leagues are doing bubbles where, I mean, these guys leave the bubble and they can't even come back within, you know, 10 to 14 days, which is another thing I can touch on. It's kind of funny how they pick and choose who seems to have to abide by that 10 and 14 days. That's here nor there. But yeah, you don't see you know, like you said, you know, the NFL. I mean, can you have a city? I mean, I guess you can technically have a city anywhere where you bring all these athletes in, because I mean, the NBA, you know, is just as big. Obviously, you know, NFL rosters are significantly bigger, but I mean, you can have the same variables, the same different thing, or the same things that essentially keep you safe from all this. Which, like I said, hockey starting up. I haven't heard anything, you know, that they've had any issues, NBA, WNBA, but then we've got the MLB, not in a bubble, traveling. I mean, you're literally, you know, one team's coming in, they're leaving, and not even 24 hours later, another team's coming in that locker room. So it'll be interesting, but I could definitely see, surprisingly, this just spreading in the MLB and just canceling the league. I mean, can you postpone it any more than it actually is? You know, I mean, I know they shorten the season, but like you said, is there really any substance in anything less than a 60-game season?
Yeah, it's pretty alarming too, because like, it wasn't like this was like three Marlins or two Marlins, like this was like 15 or whatever. It's like somewhere between like 13 and 17 players. Like, so it's almost like if it makes it into a clubhouse, it's like half your team is going to be on the DL. I would be shocked if we made it through the season.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting. Obviously, we talk about it a lot, being Tigers fans. This is our one shot at catching lightning in a bottle. You don't have to be good; you just rip off a few wins. But yeah, we'll see if even if they the finish the season.
I saw we were all tied at 1-1 in the division. Where are we at now? Are we? Yeah, I'm not even paying attention.
I think at one point, yeah, we were doing all right, but either way, but speaking of the NBA bubble, check out right now, if our big partners here are at PropMe, check out the PropMe app. Go download it on, you know, Apple, Google Play, all the goods, Android. Right now, we're running an NBA bubble challenge. The actual entry date to get your last picks in is 7:30, and not 7:30 at night. That's 7:30 the date, by 6 p.m. There's 35 props. Go through, pick 35. Whoever comes out on top with the most, I believe there's a $50 winner, and we're gonna throw some merch at them too. So check that out. Prop Me, big props out to Prop Me. See what I did there?
I like that.
Got to get the old headphones, man. I'm losing you a little. But anyways, so speaking of, you know, one transition to the next, obviously, like I talked to you, hockey, it's here. What you got any plans for the weekend?
I got big plans, you know. Okay, so this is what I was saying on the fantasy football show. Was it's like, I don't know. The old cliche is like Christmas in July, or I guess it'd be August at that point. But Christmas in the summer, something like that. You know, hockey comes back, and we've never had it in August before. It's going to be, you know, high stakes. Everything's online. Guys are trying to win the cup. So go over to my Twitter. If this is posted before the weekend, go over to my Twitter at @ItZachMack. I'm going to be posting non-sober content of all the hockey that's happening on Saturday and Sunday. It's coming back. Do you have a cup winner that you can predict right now on the spot or no?
I'm all in on the Red Wings, right?
Yeah, in 2045?
I think for a second you're like, this dude can't be real right now. But no, honestly, to tell you the truth, I haven't followed a whole lot of what's been going on and who really got hot, who was really – I mean, I do have a soft spot for Vegas Golden Knights. I like watching them play and stuff like that, but I just really don't – I don't know any team that really, really stands out that is just a powerhouse, that someone that can just roll through it. I mean, I know you and I have talked in past, like, is there that team? You know, granted, this was months ago. And, you know, they've been laid out the action for a while. Now they're coming back. You know, how does that translate to the ice? I've seen some video and stuff like that of these guys. I've seen, I think it was maybe today, a few nice goals and stuff like that of these guys, you know, getting back in the swing. But I really don't have a team. Are you sitting heavy on anybody?
If I had to pick somebody right now, I would probably say Colorado. Vegas is a popular choice. I think Ryan on Around for the Weekend, he also said Vegas when I asked him on his show. Vegas could do it. They got a complete team. I would say Colorado right now, unless they've been affected by the break, like you mentioned, they very well could. But I'm not paying that close attention to all these teams. But, I said probably about halfway through the season, I thought it was going to be Colorado and Pittsburgh. And I think I'm going to stay on that. I'm pulling for the Oilers in the West. I would love to see like Edmonton in the West and Philly in the East. I can't believe I'm saying that right now, but I think it would be cool to see Philly make that all the way, or Tampa. I would like to see like Tampa, Edmonton, something weird like that. But I if I had to put money down, Colorado, Pittsburgh.
There you go. Or the old resident hockey expert here, which speaking of which you and the old KJ are reunited, the old puck pass. That's going to be ripping again, isn't it?
2 days from now, we're going to get back to the booth and record that. I don't know if we're going I think we're done with the live shows, so probably also going to be a podcast, but we're going to try and get it out before puck drops at noon on Saturday.
Right on. There you go. You heard it from the old Zach Mack there. So speaking of sports – obviously, we're talking about hockey, MLB, everything. We talk about NFL at this point, all plans are to play. But slowly, kind of behind scenes, they talked about it in the beginning, not so much now. But what's your take? What do you think is going to happen here with the old, college football season? Is there going to be a season?
Yeah, a lot to think about with college football, because you know some conferences said they're going to do conference only, and it's like, how much are we going to stick to that? It's going to throw recruiting off a ton, like especially if there's like if you go all the way back to high schoolers, if high schoolers are not playing their seasons and you've got these on the fence recruits. I was just talking to somebody about this, how it's going to throw recruiting off a year. Like if high schoolers are not playing, guys, like let's say you're hurt your junior year. Now you got to look at your sophomore film. This guy could be a stud. Like, there's going to be a lot more diamonds in the rough, I think, for recruiting-wise, going into college in the next coming years, which means in the next coming years, there's going to be a little bit more upsets in college football, possibly, or just teams that are better than usual.
Absolutely. So that would be very interesting. All right, so you're talking about college football, and did you see – I don't know if this was real or not, but maybe I haven't done enough, research. But if the season goes on, Notre Dame joining the ACC?
You see that, bro? I know. I've had this conversation though. Why would they though? If
because I heard it was because there's yeah, it has something to do with conferences. If anybody plays, it's going to be conferences. So it would have to be just like a 1 year thing, because obviously the reason they don't join a conference is because that's how they make their money. They got the deals with NBC and the TV deals and all that, and being independent. So
yeah, like so if said, if a conference that like why would a conference do it then? Like in order to get themselves on TV more on NBC? Like I guess maybe that would be the
I think it would just be more so Notre Dame joining in a conference quickly to so they can have a season, because if they're not in a conference, then they're technically not going to be playing with anybody. So I think it's more for their benefit. Obviously, I'm sure that carries weight too to the ACC if they join that, because like you said, they'll have that NBC deal. So I'd assume it's kind of a catch 22 for both of them. I mean, it holds weight for both ways, but I do agree with you. It'd be very interesting. There's all going to – I mean, it'll be – you talk about, you know, all these schools that are saying that they're not going to play, they're canceling or whatever, but then you got these other schools that are. So would that mean that, A, these guys are going to lose a year of eligibility, and, B, wouldn't it be wild, like, if they opened up the transfer portal for these guys that are at schools that they're not playing football so these guys can go transfer somewhere too? I mean, is there enough time to do all that? Get onto the team, learn the playbook, learn the offense, learn the defense, whatever, and really be relevant. And then what consequences are there at the end of the season if these guys do transfer and they're stuck there, but they're somewhere else? You know, there's so many, this whole thing, you know, when we first started talking about sports and COVID and stuff like that, honestly, to tell you the truth, I thought I was going to be like, maybe a few weeks, you know, then we'll be back in sports. Here we are months later, still trying to figure things out. And every show of every podcast of every it you don't want to talk about COVID, but there's so many unknowns. I mean, even with MLB playing already and hockey, I mean, there's so much going on. I saw that NFL released, you know, there's going to be like either a 10 or 14 day like IL slot or something like that on a roster if somebody tests positive for COVID. I mean, there's so much. There are so many different things that are going to happen. It's going to be crazy, especially with college football and one of the biggest money makers there is in all of sports.
College football needs – like, they need to play because I think they're too scared to admit that they need, like, the players to play to make money, you know, but, like
– Well, yeah, I don't think any organizations say, no, you have to play because of money, but absolutely, they have to play because, I mean, anything you do with the NCAA is about the money.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
Anything you do, I mean, you're talking stadiums that hold 140,000 people, empty, you know, we've seen baseball pumping in crowd noise and stuff like that. The best thing about it is, yeah, they're doing that, but you know, these guys are grounded out to first or second. You hear them cussing down the first baseline. It's great for audio, you know, great content wise. But yeah, it's like you said, it's a mess. The whole thing, even, you know, you think like hockey, WNBA, I keep saying that, and NBA, you know, what could go wrong? It seems like they're doing things right, but all it's going to take is one person. It's crazy to think, is there any normalcy? Is there any light, or is there any light at the end of the tunnel? You know, you guys are coming back as far as puck pass. You got a hockey season. You know, you guys are at least the season's going to be ending. You guys will be able to really dive into that. So it'll be great. But you know, there's so many different variables. There's so many different companies. There's so many different podcasts, sports writers that really hinge on this, and it's crazy. You, me, we live, breathe sports. And I know a lot of people understand sports and how it works, but I don't think people really understand how much of people's lives are really consumed with sports and how greatly it affects everybody.
Yeah. I think, like, I mean, I think the NHL and the NBA are showing that the bubble can work. I mean, I don't know. I feel like, I don't, I think there is a right way to do things. I don't think the MLB and the NFL are doing it the right way. That's why we keep seeing this. I mean, we see guys opting out of the NFL season already, like all day today. So I think there's you see maybe a lack of trust in the league. I know some guys just have like personal reasons. You got a newborn or something like that. You just don't want to mess around with that kind of thing. I get that. But like, I think the NHL and the NBA and the WNBA, like you mentioned, I think they showed that the bubble can work as long as you have your shit organized. And it doesn't surprise me that the MLB was not organized whatsoever. And I mean, I don't know. We don't have to keep talking about COVID because we're supposed to be talking about how we're coming back to sports, but I feel like we're just being depressing about this COVID shit. So I'm just saying, like, I think it can be done right. Like, look at the NBA, look at the NHL. I'm scared that the NFL doesn't seem like they have a bubble, not just a bubble plan, but a plan period if shit spreads. But I don't know.
You know what I think, like TV networks are like airing on purpose continuously day after day, because I see it all the time, is Shane Flacco and The Replacements. I feel like they're airing that left and right, like letting us know that there is going to be a season, but it may be some dude from McDonald's behind the counter,
yeah,
or your quarterback, or you know, something like that. But like you said, either way, a lot to talk about. We're getting back to sports. You've kind of talked about your plan for the NHL the weekend. How for those that don't know, that aren't following, that don't know how it's going to work, give us a breakdown. I'm pretty sure you're probably up to par with what the NHL has done, because I feel like we've talked about this before, that I feel like they were outside of NASCAR, and NASCAR came back. They were the first ones to really dive in, say, this is how we're going to do it. They've rolled out this plan. So far, so good. I feel like they have a pretty good idea. So what is the NHL playoffs going to look like when they return, or how is this going to work out for them?
Yeah, so just today they started the exhibition game because the Penguins and the Flyers were the first ones. And yeah. So, you know, getting them up to game speed here for the last couple of days. I know we've been updating through the phases throughout the summer, so obviously this is going to be the final phase. We're going to be back to play August 1st. It starts at noon. I'm getting a quick 18 holes in before that, so I'm going to be nice and lit by the time the puck drops at noon Eastern, which is going to be 11 my time. So in the morning, we've got some morning hockey. And then all day, we're playing round robin games, which is the top four seeds in each conference. We're going to round robin to determine 1 through 4 seeding in each conference. We got a couple of those games mixed in with actual best of five series games, which are all the teams that didn't get a bye. They'll be playing each other in a best of five series, which is not technically considered the playoffs. So they're saying only the 16 teams that make it to the next round will be in the playoffs. Obviously, we already know who 8 of them are, but which is weird because I think the stats are counting as postseason stats, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you talk about statistics, at least for that, for postseason. Then you're talking about, you know, some of these guys in the MLB chasing records with a shortened season. You know, that's another thing that is crazy, that, you know, how you know, Miggy, for example, of course, let me throw my boy in there. You know, I'd love to see him get a few more homers to creep up that list. But in 60 games, you know, it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, that's interesting that you say that. So do you like the format? I know you said, you know, it's kind of interesting. But, I mean, are you okay with that? Are you okay with how hockey's bringing this back and how they're going about it?
I am okay with it because hindsight's 2020 and it worked. So, like, in that regard, I'm happy they set a four-phase plan almost out the jump. Like you said, NASCAR came back doing these like couple races a week, and the NHL came up with this four-phase plan and they just stuck to it and it was successful, and we're playing hockey on Saturday. So in that regard, yes, like, I'm okay with it. Would I have liked, maybe, I mean, yeah, but that's what we were doing like 3 months ago, 4 months ago when COVID first hit. We were canceling. Like, we came up with all these different scenarios. Hey, we could do this, we could do that, we could do this, we could scrap the whole thing, blah, blah, blah. Now this, I mean, it doesn't really matter what I wish could have happened. What happened worked. So I'm ready for the excitement that's going to bring. You know, I don't think we're going to get shortchanged on highlights. I mean, obviously the atmosphere might be a little bit different with no fans in there. And I saw some clips today. Like audio wise, you couldn't really tell. It seemed like they did a good job of making it, make it seem like it was the real deal, but just not seeing fans out there. It looked a little weird. It looked like the, these guys are playing for nothing. It kind of looked weird, but once we get over that, you know, I don't think we'll see, I think we'll just see the same amount of exciting plays as we've always seen.
Yeah. So it's funny, 'cause I saw a press box picture today, and it was like, literally, obviously, all your athletes out there, your players are on the ice, and then you literally got absolutely nobody in attendance, and then your press box guys, like 50 rows back, still in their press box. It's like, couldn't they just give these guys, like, set them up, like, by the glass or something like that, you know, let them set up so they could
– like 6 feet apart at least, you know?
But, yeah, but, I mean, I guess the aerial view getting up there is a little easier for them to conduct their business. But – But either way, again, not the Debbie Downers of the old COVID thing. We're excited to have sports back. Zach and I were talking, and we're like, yeah, we're going to do a podcast. You know, this is the first time coming back after we were doing the live video shows, and we're like, man, this would be a good show. There's a lot to talk about, and I feel like I've just gone down a rabbit hole with it. So thanks for pulling me out of that one. but yes, sports are back. Still a lot up in the air, but I know Zach's definitely pumped for the NHL season. It'll be interesting to see. NBA is doing it. It seems like they're doing a great job. We keep talking about
this. Yeah, so the NBA seems like NFL. It's working. Who do you think is going to win?
This year, in the beginning of the season, I said Houston can definitely make a run. They figured out the small ball. There's a lot of variables there. They're playing small ball. They do well with that, undersized. But I just think, and I think I've mentioned this on a show before, and I don't mean this in any kind of morbid or gruesome way. I think Kobe's death solidified a championship in L.A. And when I mean L.A., I mean the L.A. Lakers. I think there's something about, you know, granted, it's different. They're not traveling. They're not playing home games and stuff like that. But I think LeBron James, as much as whether you hate the guy or not, he's going to put that team on his back and make sure that they get it done.
I agree with you. I think I've agreed with you on the show before, and I still don't have any reason to think any differently. I think if I was a betting man, I'd put it on the Lakers, money on the Lakers. My sleeper is the Sixers. I firmly believe, I may have to eat my words, but I firmly believe the Celtics have absolutely no shot at making it through the Eastern Conference this year. So it's going to be Sixers or Bucks. And in the West, it's going to be, Lakers, probably Lakers, Clippers. I mean, are the Clippers, are they 1-2 right now? I don't even know what the standings look like right now. But
I haven't watched a lick of basketball. I've probably been the worst sports fan right now, just keeping up here and there, just trying to maintain. But I don't know.
I think they invited all these extra teams to the bubble just to give Zion a chance to make it into the playoffs. I'm dead certain that's the only reason they did it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you want the potential next face of the
that's
NBA.
John Morant, bro. The next face is John Morant. He's already in, so let him in. They're not going to catch the Grizzlies at 8 anyways. This is my point. Get Zion out of here. He lost to Michigan State in the Final Four, but he didn't even make it to the championship. Get him out of here.
So I love how you've held two very close places in your heart there. You gave the old the Memphis Grizzlies.
That's right.
Where you're residing close to right now, and then the old Michigan State shout out there, you know, where your loyalties are. I see that. So speaking of, I'm not a huge, you know, years and years ago, I could tell you that I loved watching baseball. I go to Tigers games all the time. Now, you know, I'll pop in here and there, you know, the Tigers just haven't been relevant, but do you know, we picked the winner in the NHL. We picked the winner in the NBA. Who do you have if baseball takes it all the way? Do you have a winner?
To be honest with you, I care more about how my dog eats his food out of his bowl than who wins the World Series. But I'm going to go with – I'll tell you, you know what? I'll make picks. I'm going to go with the Dodgers from the NL because my boy Damian, he's a Dodgers fan, and I know the Dodgers are good, and I know they probably got cheated out of a World Series by the dumb Astros. So – we'll go from the NL, the Dodgers, and from the AL. Let's go with, man, I kind of want to say the Windians, but I also hate the Windians. So let's go Tigers, bro. We're 3-2 right now. Tigers in the East or in the AL. I said East. Tigers in the AL, Dodgers in the NL. But those are East and West.
Okay, so. You heard it here first. You heard it here first. You know what? I believe we were doing a Belly Up Sound Off episode last year, and we were doing picks. I'm not sure if you're part of that show or not, but we had David on, and he was a huge Bears fan. And he said the Lions went 3-13. I said, no way in hell. Well, they didn't go 3-13. They went 3-12-1. But either way, so we're trying to catch lightning in a bottle for the better at this point. He is picking Zach Mack is on the Detroit Tigers, 3-2, currently sitting 3-2 right now against the Dodgers. You have the Dodgers coming out on top. You can't have the Tigers running.
No, yeah, I got the Dodgers in a 4-0 sweep or whatever they're playing at that point of COVID. Maybe a 2-0 sweep. I don't know.
So you're let's get to the big stage and get swept. Whatever. I mean, we've seen worse. We're kind of used to it at this point, so. But all right, so we've nailed down our sports. I won't ask you WNBA because I don't know. but anyways, we've narrowed down MLB, NBA, NHL. We'll see what happens when NFL comes back. So we've got our winners. We've picked our winners there. So before we head out, like we usually do, anything popped up on the old timeline? Anything in the news that you want to touch base on that we haven't, sports, non-sports, anything in the big old world, just in general?
Oh, let me think, man. I don't. Oh, we got Erska coming up Monday. I'm excited for that. We got 5 races that are going to bring us home to the championship. That's what I'm looking forward to. Other than, I mean, obviously hockey's going to consume my Saturday and Sunday. But man, big news. Otherwise, I don't really know. I think we've covered. I got nothing, man. I got nothing. I got no round tree topic. A round table. Round tree.
Round tree. Whatever. Round table. Anyways, you know, there's. I don't have a whole lot. Maybe I have a few teas. There's a couple different things coming out in Belly Up. Maybe we might have a new podcast, not myself. I mean, maybe a couple new podcasts, I know of about 2 in the works. So looking forward to seeing those. Maybe we'll see some old familiar faces back on some shows. And also just in general, I guess my big thing would be to thank everybody for hanging in there, to coming and checking out what we're doing, doing things a little different. All the podcasts that have really gone live and stuff like that kind of changed things up while there was no sports to try to just bring you the entertainment value. It's been very, very difficult, I think, for everybody. Everybody's tried to do a little bit of different things. I know Puck Puck Pass, you guys did a lot of gaming, some streaming. You know, you guys got the props out. You were shirt and tie, button down. You were getting at it, announcing for KJ. It was great to see the creativity. And I appreciate everybody that jumped on board and appreciate everybody that interacted with us, that tuned in with us, and that continues to follow what we do. I feel like we passed the time. Sometimes it was better than others, but now we're getting back to somewhat normalcy. Gonna be able to write back about the actual sporting events. We're not gonna be able to be in attendance, but just appreciate everybody hanging in there with us and tuning in and Zach and all you guys really creating content. This is my my chance to kind of to thank you guys for doing everything and being a part of of what we're doing and to pass the time. So thank you to what you guys do, to the rest of the old Belly Up Faithful staff, as well as the viewers and stuff like that. We appreciate it. So, but anyways, enough of my tangent, going on and on. We appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. This is our first podcast back. Like we mentioned before, we had the old live episode, so we're back in podcasting. Check out Puck Pass. Those guys are making it back too. It sounds like they're going to be podcasting as well. There's a lot of hockey coming up. So, Zach, any more kind words to take us out to?
Yeah, I'll leave you with this. Joey Bosa just agreed to a 5-year, $135 million extension with the Chargers, which includes an NFL defensive record, $102 million guaranteed. Joey Bosa.
You heard that. It doesn't look like he's opting out anytime soon. So that's what us Buckeyes do. We stand tall.
God damn. You make me sick, dude. All
right. Anyways, we'll end it right there. What? Well, you got some more, huh?
No, I was just going to say Aaron Donald probably likes the sound of that. But you can lead us out. You can lead us out.
Oh. I just like it. That was a great great exposure for my Buckeyes. I like that, Zach. I know that was painful. The Lansing, you want to talk on that. We could have talked about Izzo, but I guess what's there to say. But anyways, again, I appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. Yeah. If you could see Zach's face right now. On behalf of myself, Mike Brown, my co-host, Zach Mack, Puck Pass, check those guys out. Appreciate you guys being here. You guys have a good night.
Take it easy.